Trey, game 1 of 82. Of course, a lot of new pieces out there. What are some positive takeaways you can take from tonight's game?
I mean, I don't think there's too many positives we can take from tonight. Obviously, the result was what it was, and it's embarrassing the way we started it. A lot of it, I mean, comes from the preseason, obviously, the carryover. We didn't really play all 5 of us, and you could tell by the continuity we had out there, and it wasn't right. And that's the part of the NBA. Kareem, all the guys are still top, and so we got some time to make it up. We got to get going.
Hey, Trey, 34 fast break points for Toronto. What went into you all's inability to slow the ball down in transitions?
No, a lot of it is I mean, it's on us. Transition defense is on us. I know Coach wants us to crash, but that's got to be a focus for us. And I mean, he's made it a focus, and that's on us. That's not on Coach. We got to be better as the team, and understanding that's what the scouting report is. Teams didn't get a lot of transition points on us, and so they're, even when we're scoring, they're grabbing the ball and throwing it full court. Like, these guys are leaking out, and if we're missing like we did tonight, they're able to get out and get in transition. So obviously, we got to do better on making shots, and that puts our transition defense. But at the same time, we do miss. We got to get back regardless. It doesn't matter if we miss or make shots. We got to be able to get back. And that's on us as the players. Q definitely emphasized that, especially after our last piece of the game.
Hey, Trey. You know, after a tough loss like this, how do you guys move on from a loss? You get the chance to redeem yourself against Orlando on Friday. Do you watch tape? Do you guys kind of just move on as a dud? You know, just kind of want to see it.
Nah, everybody does it differently. This is game 1 of 82, so you gotta learn from every game. Me personally, you gotta learn from every game. I think this team, this isn't one you just throw away. This is something we gotta learn from. We gotta be better at. But I mean, if we'd have lost by 1, it'd have been the same result. So regardless of what it is, it's a loss. In the loss column, we got to be better. And that's what it is. But a lot of it is on us, stuff that we can fix, which is a good thing. So to go back to your question, there is one positive. I think that is the only positive, is that the mistakes that we made, a lot of it's on us. So we can make sure we get this right before it's all over with.
Five players to defend, but how much did maybe Dyson's foul trouble kind of throw you guys off a little bit as to how things
would be for you? Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's not just one guy out there that has to guard everybody, but obviously, when Dyson is out there, it's a big factor for us on defense. And I mean, it's frustrating when the refs call it 2 different ways, especially whenever they're doing the same thing that they call Dyson for. And I mean, as the game went on, we got some calls that we should have gotten, but it's game 1 for them too. I mean, obviously, so it's not, you can't blame the refs for this result. But that's definitely a factor in it. The way Dyson plays, he's physical, and he uses his hands just like everybody in the NBA does when they guard me. Like everybody. I've been guarding possession where nobody's touched their hands on me. So, I mean, you're going to call those type of fouls on Dyson, right? You got to call it every time on me. So, but that's definitely a factor when it comes to our defensive mindset and everything, but we all got to be better. It can't just be just for Dyson.
Any other questions?
As the year goes on, I know this is just one game, but as the year goes on, do you think it would be harder for you to tone back on the scoring and seem more involved since you have so many other options to score? This is one of your better rosters.
Say that one more time.
In past years, you've had to do a lot more of the scoring load, but this year they give you, it seems like they give you a complete roster to help you out with the scoring load. Do you think that's easier for you in your game later in your career to be able to distribute the ball and not focus so much more on scoring?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been able to do both since I've been in the league. So every time I get guys like, I mean, that we got now, I mean, I got to figure out how they play. I got to figure out how we need to gel together, where they like the ball on offense. And things like that. So we need time to gel. But obviously we want results right away. This is a what have you done for me lately type of league too. So we got to get it right, and our team's gonna be right. Trust me.
Gotcha. Thanks,
Trey.